diet and sleep. It has been over 6 months since we last corresponded. There have arisen many questions during this period. Some have been answered by reading various Maharishi-centered publications, while others either have become unimportant or neutralized by the simplicity and directness of the Who Am I process. Plus, there is no end game around the knowledge that I am not the doer. I do feel that I am in the jaws of a tiger sometimes. I meditate an hour in the morning, plus another hour of reading, and have a half an hour of meditation in the afternoon. There is the inward pull during the day that draws me more and more to the constant thought of who am I? I am not able to bring the self into the physically centered heart, nor do I necessarily have a sense that the ignorance of separation has diminished. I do at times feel a profound sense of having experienced grace. Maharishi said that sattvic food, described as of a mild vegetarian composition with no alcohol, is important. Is there any further information on this subject that one should be concerned with? I have a heart condition, so I do eat salmon twice a week for the omega-3 oil. Other than that, I am pretty much a vegetarian without using a lot of dairy products. I have given up wine, though the Harvard Heart letter says that there is solid scientific evidence that wine has a positive effect on heart-related illnesses. The other housekeeping concern I have in the amount of sleep that was suggested in the book The Technique of Mahayoga by N.R. Narayana Iyer. His recommendation of no more than 4 or 5 hours of sleep per night runs counter to the latest scientific studies on inadequate sleep and its effects on the immune system. I need a minimum of 6 or 7 hours a night and would like 8, but seldom get it. This author also had some other somewhat rigid precepts that I have not read as being those of the Maharishi. So, I find myself uncertain in an area that I am unqualified to make a judgment on, but do so anyway out of the aged habit of self-preservation. What are your thoughts on this and any of the above? I don't know that being in a community of Maharishi devotees would make the path any less difficult, but being alone is where I am, and so it must be perfect, but it would be nice to. Roseburg, Oregon. Thank you for your thoughtful letter. We are encouraged by it. And yes, I am sure you have been caught in the tiger's jaws. Major Alan Chadwick wrote a nice poem on this titled, Will You Not Let Me Go? We printed it in the first Maharishi newsletter in 1991. Bhagavan recommended sattvic food in moderate quantities. To my knowledge, he did not recommend fasting to devotees. He has said that all nutritional requirements can be found in a vegetarian diet. Bhagavan, of course, slept very little. He noted that sleep was for the mind, not for the body, which can recuperate while taking rest, remaining awake. Often, a very active mind may require more sleep, whereas a tranquil mind may require less. No two individuals will be alike, and I do not believe there is a hard and fast rule on the number of hours we should sleep every night. Bhagavan did say that we should engage in self-inquiry while awake. That appears, though indirectly, to be his most important teaching in regards to sleep. We are always alone, even while with others. If one can carry on one's sadhana intensely while alone, it is good. To live in a community of seriously practicing aspirants is also helpful, but hard to find. We all have to do what we can where we are. That is most important. Editor.